We're now starting a new Masechta, Masechta Taharis. We're learning here with the Rosh, Ayesh Raga Roth.
Right.
It's Erev Yom HaKippurim.
Correct. Can we start?
Asher Shmein is Osiris in the Shama.
Right.
It's Mishnah.
Right.
And it's only in the Schuss of Agoyim of Ayesh Raga Roth that was Zechet Lo Mishnayis. Ayesh Raga Roth was Zechet to Agugu Ben Shior, Hatzloch Ubracha, Nachas, Milchus HaNefesh, should be free from the Tudas HaParnasa, and should have nachas from your children, and should make many simchos this year.
Amen. And you too.
Amen.
All kolam v'arach mizrach.
Amen.
Break forth.
Break forth. Hatzlacha means to break forth. Okay, now let's begin. Masechta Taharos, Shlosha Ashta Dava B'Nivlasa Oif Tahar. 13 things. 13 things are can be found by the Nivela of an Oif Tahar. Okay? Shlosha Ashta Dava Tzich Machshava Sheyechashev Alecha. The first thing is tzricha machshava. The erste zach is tzricha machshava. You need good thoughts. You need a machshava. Okay? Ve'ein et tzricha hechsher.
13 things
can be said concerning the nevel of the carcass of a kosher bird. A kosher bird. Sheyachshav alecha lecha sheyach. What do you believe machshava? Sheyachshav alecha lachilas adam.
Let's see.
Anything that is kosher, the person wants to do an avera. He's having a kavana to eat something which is not kosher. I mean, it's kosher. It's a kosher meat, but it's an avela, so it's not kosher.
Right.
So number one, he has to deliberately have kavana to do the avera of eating it. If the food is kosher, you don't need machshav. It's automatic. If it's kosher, if it has a hechsher, so then automatically it's hukshar lekabel tumah because it's kosher. But here avol zo. But this piece of kosher meat which is dead. Because if it's not machshav, then the default is it's not meant for eating.
I mean, anything that I'm eating becomes tummy.
Not becomes tummy. It's automatically hukshar. It's ready to anything.
It's ready to become tummy.
It's ready to become tummy.
The achar
kach titman. Afterwards, it becomes tummy. So you have to machshava. Bedavka bekfarim. Dafka in the villages.
The leka reivam.
Dafka in the villages where there is the leka reivam, where there is the leka reivam. Abba v'shukim in the villages. The leka reivam v'shukim in the markets. The shukim ain't it tzricha machshava. Avo b'shvakim in a tzrich machshava d'kevu yeshu b'avo b'shvakim but in the shul in the market in the streets shvakim in the market shvakim what's a shvakim
in the place where the markets are
okay ain a tzrich machshava why shakevu yeshu roiv am habam l'shuk
right
ego tu v'dachli in the villas of there many people the hamayinam they don't care for this they don't care for v'yachim v'kosh perik pasha d'uktsin. So this halach only is said in a place where you have erlucha people which do not eat basar oif nevela, but in a place where there are a lot of people walking around that don't care and will eat non-kosher bird meat, so then you do not need machshav, because since most people are in violation of the law, automatically it's as if it's hukh shlokah mutama. This you learn a very interesting principle. If you have a law, in society, I'm telling you very seriously, law in society, you have a law, and everyone violates the law. It's not enforceable. It changes the status of the judge. If jaywalking, let's say you're not allowed to jaywalk, it's illegal. And you have you're allowed to cross the street in the middle of the street. You're not allowed to cross the street. You go across the street and you're blocked in the middle of the block. It's illegal.
But no one
hears. So therefore, if they want to give you a ticket and say you have crossed in the middle of the street on a regular, simple street, the judge can't go and say because
nobody's.
You see from this mission that if everyone is doing it shloik din, it changes the status even for tumah.
Right.
Okay, I'm serious about that halacha. Ain the tzricha, this we can tie in front of a judge. Ain the tzricha hechsher, does not require hechsher. Ela metame tumas oichlam, it does not require hechsher. It does not require hechsher. Ela metame tumas oichlam. But it's metama, so tzricha machshava, ain tzricha hechsher. What does that mean? Ela metama tumas oichlam. No, we didn't. It's not matam. It doesn't mean hechsher. What do you mean hechsher? Water. It does not require water. Hechsher means water. In order for a fruit to be susceptible to tumma, it needs to come in kind of one of the 7 liquids.
Right.
Tal is liquid of Yom Kippur. Rashan is dvash. Yom Kippur is tal. Because tshuva is called tal. Sukkot is, you know the seven liquids?
Yeah.
Sukkot is Mayim.
No.
Chanukah is Shemen.
No.
Purim is Yayin. No. Pesach is Dan.
No.
Shavuos is Cholov. I went through seven liquids.
Good.
Each liquid, each holiday is associated with the liquid. Like all other foods, it requires like all foods, they become a rishon l'tuma. The ein tzarich shivol le'mayim. Okay, the ein tzarich shivol le'mayim. The oishar mashkim. V'lo, you don't need water. V'lo shetiga b'sheretz, and you don't need the sheretz. The hechsher b'zroim hu d'chsev. You don't need the sheretz. The hechsher b'zroim hu d'chsev v'chiyut and mayim alzera. Veloy shetiga what? The ain tzarich shiyavu galay mayim asher mashkim. Veloy shetiga b'sheretz. The hech, you don't even the sheretz. The hechsher b'zroim hu d'chsev. It says the law of liquid by seeds. V'chiyutan mayim al zera. V'darshinan mazroim shein tzayfim litane. Just like a zera seed. Shein tzayfim litane tumas chumra tzor hechsher. Af kol shein tzayfim litane tumas chamura tzor hechsher. Yotz livlas oiv tohor. Shetzayfim litane tumas chamura. Shehei v'tame odom bugadim. Unbelievable. Hear the drasha? It says in the pasuk that zera, seeds, food requires contact with water in order for it to be susceptible to tuma. But seeds, food, have a property, a characteristic that it can never has potential to be v'tame tuma chamura. Food can never ever contaminate a human being. Food, therefore, it's a weak, it's a lightweight.
Okay.
So we want to make a drasha. The only time you need an item to be hoksha, you need hoksher, mayim, to make them susceptible, it's only when you're dealing with lightweights. But when you are dealing with heavyweights, heavyweights like, for example, meat,
vela,
you do not need hoksher l'kabel tuma. Because it's not part of the Torah, automatic, because it's not similar to Zera.
Right.
What's the Mechamura? Because Basar, Oif, Nevela, it will be Metame Adam. When a human being eats the meat of a bird that's not kosher, when he swallows it, he becomes Tame. So that's a Tumah Chamura. So Tumah, so therefore it's not similar to the lightweight, to the example the Torah gave in the Torah of Zera. Good. Okay, you got that? So it's two halachas. You have to have kavana to eat it. Number two, v'inat shicha chachshon. Up to number three. Umetamah, who should write this down? Okay, I like to say, number one, it's shicha machshava. That's number one. Number two is v'inat shicha. Hechsher. Now up to number three is umetame tumas oicholim b'chabeitza. Okay, what does that mean? B'chabeitza mimena imnaga b'oicholim toharim nitma. If a beitza of a bird meat touched other foods, nitmo. Need a beitza, not a kazayis, not a kechsev sagasa. Okay, not the size.
Beitza.
Need a beitza. Good. Kazayis b'beis hablia. Okay, kazayis b'beis hablia. When you swallow it, you become tummy, you become condom, because you become
okay?